Hello.
Microphone check. Is this thing on? Oh, okay, cool. We're recording?
Yes, we are recording.
Okay. Okay. This is Sarita. You may know me as Bible Study Girl. But I'm also just a girl with something to offer the world. The first voice that you heard welcoming you to the podcast was the voice of the executive producer, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime. And this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We share the same mother and our brother and sister in real life. And by now, the Gray Area Anime stuff that I keep plugging has actually come back.
Congratulations,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, because shout out to Big Pat and Kenfolk Devin, like, who have I've locked in for a little scheduling of recording.
Fantastic. I'm glad you're getting your feet wet again with that podcast. It's always good to hear that you're doing new and exciting things and reviving those things that you kind of let be on life support. Happy for you, brother.
Yeah, it was definitely life support.
So, how's your week been? You went into that. How's your week?
Let me see. It has been enchanted. There's been... hopefully by now it has been, let's see, there's been a sentimental, there's been some fondness, there's been some infatuation, longing, all kinds of elation. Yeah, that is all I can say.
I feel like we weren't supposed to hear that.
No.
Wait, did you remember what podcast you're recording? You just
No. I did. I'm saying all of those things because, like, this just a very exciting time in life for me.
Okay.
I'm excited for a show. There's some other things going on too.
Cool. I'm excited for you, brother. I'm excited. I don't know. I'm so excited. You remember the episode of Saved by the Bell?
No, because I was not big on Saved by the Bell, actually. Did not watch a lot of it. Knew of it, but did not watch a lot of it.
I just learned something new about you. Also, can I say, I think I figured out what I've been doing wrong. On the spreadsheet. Are you going to ask me how my week was?
How was your week?
My week was pretty great. That's called conversation, brother. So my brother gave you guys a rundown of all the different emotions that he's feeling.
Yeah, you need to do the same.
He used the emotion and feeling wheel that we look at. It's from the Junto Institute, and we just kind of look at that to kind of help us name our emotions and what we're feeling. So right now, I think I'm feeling relieved. I'm feeling... affectionate, optimistic.
That's more so what I meant. So those emotions are where I am. I think I used a couple too many that seemed on the other spectrum for you or whatever.
Oh yeah. I'm pleased. I'm satisfied. It has been a great week. I certainly cannot complain. Actually, today, on today, we're going to have a big family get together. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to doing some.
And you know what else is going to be a big family get together?
What?
Fish Fry 2025.
You calling it?
I'm calling it because I will be home for Christmas this year.
Well, it might have to be Fish Fry 2024.
No, it can be 2025 because we don't leave till the 3rd.
Oh, okay. So
that's
it could
why I was
be
like,
fish
yeah, fish fry 2025 has got to come back.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see you. Like I said, I'm excited. It's been a good week. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Cannot complain.
Well,
do you have a verse for today? Or
oh, good Lord. I don't.
It's fine. And I think it perfectly lead to the topic of today. Oh,
come on. I knew you were going to have to just went into it.
No. It perfectly leads to the topic of today's podcast. We are letting you guys behind the scenes. We're exposing, we're letting down the fourth wall.
That's it.
That's what I call it in the theater world. We're letting down the fourth wall. We're going to talk to you about what it takes to put the Bible Study Girl podcast together, Bible Study Girl blog, all those things. Super, super exciting for people to get a sneak peek to see what the real deal is and how we pull this all together or attempt to pull this all together every week. Brother, do you want to start or do you want me to ask you some questions?
As I realized I was muted because I'm trying to set something up. Ask some questions, please.
Oh, you want me to ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to. I don't know why I even said that. Oh, so this is even more behind the scenes. So Bible Study Brother and I are really in a season where we're looking for growth. We are looking for more interaction with people and not just we're screen sharing right now, another behind the scenes, and I'm trying to read what he's putting up. Hey guys, hey, I'm easily distracted like a little bunny rabbit. So I'll start off by talking about BibleStudyGirl.com, right? It's the blog. The blog that existed before this podcast was ever thought of. I'm not technology illiterate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not like social media world, creating a blog, number one, creating let's just start with the blog, okay? So creating a blog was not something that was ever in my wheelhouse of talents and skills. Not something I ever thought I would do. And so I felt the nudge and the push and the pull to create a blog, right? I just Googled, how do you get a blog started? And pretty much went with the first platform that came up, and man,
let me get out of this so you can stop being distracted, because I feel like I'm being really behind the scenes and showing some stuff and like checking some things out, but I'll get into that when you ask me a question.
So I forgot what I was saying. So I Googled how to start a blog, right? Pretty much went with the first platform that came up because they had a really easy, this is how you get started tutorial, and I was all in, and I did not realize that that meant I had to build a website, if you want me to be perfectly honest. Now, it's easy for you to get on the website and click on a blog and have it appear, okay? But the behind the scenes, the writing of the blog was already something that caused me anxiety. It was already something that I was anxious about. But then figuring out how to create an entire website was a whole different animal. And if you don't know anything about me, then you would know that I really like for things to be done a certain way. If I'm going to put it out, I want it to be like this and be that. But with the blog, I was forced to launch and just press publish and go and kind of learn as I went along. And I will tell you, when I first started the blog, aside from my anxiety about just having a blog and all of that, the behind the scenes was whooping my behind, because I had to figure out how to make a website that you can look at that's easy to navigate. They give you tutorials and they have like frequently asked questions and things you can do and people you can contact. But I also have a regular job. You know, I have regular responsibilities, real life going on. And it would take me hours to get things together. Sometimes I would take the blog down, make it like not public and not live, because I was trying to figure out the behind the scenes things and how to make things work. So I will honestly say, like, the technology side of running a blog and doing a podcast are not my favorite things, but I also believe in delegation. And that is where Bible Study Brother comes in. The Bible Study Girl website got a refresh probably a couple years ago. My cousin came in and I gave her access, and she listened. She loved it. She played around with it. She was like, "Well, I like this, and I think this, and I think that." Honey, have at it. I don't have to be the master of everything. I don't have to know everything. I just want to be able to write and press publish and go. The rest of the stuff, if you can figure out how to make this work for me, girl, I'll be thrilled. Because I'm going to tell you, like, being able to put the podcast onto the website was super stressful for me. I could not figure out how to get it to publish. And my cousin came in and voila, like magic, she worked it out for me. And so then we transition into having to create a podcast. What do I know of the podcasting world? Nothing. And Bible Study Brother is the one that's like, "Hey, I think there's space for you. I think there's room for you in the podcasting scene. I think you can really go into depths with these blogs. I want you to podcast," right? I was super hesitant to do that. It's one thing for me to write something at home alone, publish it, and then move on. It's a completely different thing to have an open conversation with somebody else over the airwaves. That was
But
like,
you do so well.
That was like a no go. So aside from me feeling apprehension about just talking in public in front of people, then there's the thing of,
Oh, wait, no,
well, how
not
do
this.
podcasts get made? And Bible Study Brother really has taken the lead as far as getting the podcast, like talking to me about
Like how to just grow it, what you got to do, putting this stuff down in the bottom. Even working against, WordPress's silly syndication limit where they only have 50 of our episodes and we have 173 episodes that we've done together over the past 4 years, which I was like, oh my God, I've really been podcasting with my sister for a very long time.
it'll be like 170. This is probably 176, brother.
But, it was one of those things that I had just dived into at the time that you had started the blog. Well, a little bit before you started the blog. Because I think I had been podcasting for 2 or 3 years at that point, via just internet stuff. So I knew the ins and outs of at least how to get an RSS feed on one website, aka Squarespace. And so I was working with that as my base. And by the time you had started, I had just purchased the Rodecaster Pro 1, because there's a 2 out now, which apparently people have been like taking back because they like the 1 better. And I had just started on my journey to like really diving in to do this podcasting thing. And I was just really excited to tell as many people as I could that they should start doing them. Because it was just it was exciting, What was I going to say? So the background of all that is just like, figuring out, okay, how do I get my sister's voice out there, being in the spiritual realm where it's like I can figure out how to, promote all these other things, but at least with the spiritual things, you kind of have to build up a different way sometimes. And I didn't necessarily know how to do that, but I knew that like putting in the time, and I'm not like doing this to be famous, I am doing it to reach people and reach more people, is kind of where I was starting. Like, okay, we're going to make good content. We have great chemistry. It's something that people always say about us as siblings in that way. And how do I take that, make that the best without like being a little brother at times? Because I know sometimes during some episodes I can be as little brother as possible because I'm like, hey, you know, but.
Well, throughout our entire working relationship, you still present very much as little brother.
Ah, whatever. Hey, you vamp for a second. You person that the podcast's name over, talk for a little bit.
I heard you. I was just, see, there you go. Being a little brother. So yeah, I was hesitant to start the podcast journey. So many things that are involved with it. I think people feel like it's easy to just hop on and just talk and talk and talk. But I am a person that likes order and structure. My brother is a person that is more off the cuff. He's spontaneous. I'm not. When I talk about how difficult it was for me to press publish on any blog post I made, you can imagine how much more difficult it is for me to press okay on a podcast, specifically because my brother's like, well, I'm not editing anything you say. So in real time, I'm attempting to edit what I say and how it comes out. And Lord, is that the right way? I think the beauty of writing for me is that I do get the opportunity to write something, walk away from it, and then come back and read it again. And so it's a bigger struggle for me to podcast because I want to be mindful about what I say and what, because I don't want to be misunderstood. And I can be impulsive and say things that are not necessarily good. And I've, over the years, I've learned I have to hold my tongue and not always say the first thing that's on my mind, because it's not always constructive. It can be very biting. And so that's an additional issue with me and an additional struggle for me when it comes to podcasting. I kind of feel like I'm out here. Now, we certainly do have a format and we do discuss what episodes are going to be about, but there's a lot of the podcast is just what happens in the moment. So I think that continues to be something that's super difficult for me. I have to lean into it and just go with it. And we know that that's not always my strongest suit. And that's not always my first. That's not something that's very comfortable for me, but I'm doing it. Was that enough of a vamp for you? Brother, behind the scenes does not mean use podcast recording time to research all the issues that we have with the podcast.
No, it does not. No, it does not at all. But like, I was like, oh, I think I've solved one of our biggest annoying
issues. Can I tell y'all something? My brother, this is the true behind the scenes look. Yeah, my brother, right? This is what he does full time. I go to 3 different locations, okay? Work.
She does.
Juggle all the balls in the air. He is not going to do anything concerning the Bible Study Girl podcast until we sit down together at our scheduled time. And it drives me crazy. That's a little behind the scenes look for you guys.
Crazy. But listen, this is fun to me. And it has always been fun to me. And I just don't be wanting to I don't like overcomplicating stuff. It gets annoying to me, and then I don't necessarily have fun at that portion. And if I'm not having fun, at least in regards to how we are, how we are engaging each other, then like I'm like, this ain't gonna do it, because it's just not gonna feel natural, you know what I'm saying? And so well, it I am trying to be better.
It doesn't feel natural to me. Even now, all these years later, this is like the 176th, I think, episode of the podcast. I haven't put up the spreadsheet. But I think this is like 176. It still does not feel like something that's natural. It's not second nature to me. I have to work at it. But it feels natural for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Just will always feel natural to me just because... I was thinking about yesterday. We were at our church having like this kind of we're having life group. But the thing about us when we were having life group was we were talking about what are your gifts, right? And I thought about my gifts and I was like, the gift of speaking is literally in English and everything else is what God has given me. It's just what comes naturally to me. And so I just have to use it. Like if in everything that I've ever enjoyed the most, it's a combination of either my writing and then speaking. I love acting. I don't do it. You know, I haven't really done anything since high school in terms of acting. But it's still something that I love and enjoy. And I love the process of it. It's something that I don't think is far from myself because it's oratory. You know, you change your voice, you study something, you memorize lines. You know, I will never forget elementary school, second grade play because I will always remember going through these lines again and again and again and again and again and again and again until I got them. Didn't know I had them, but I had them. And it wasn't even a lot of lines, you know, like for little kid me, it felt like a lot of lines, but adult me, I found the script one day, sometime long ago. And I was like, oh no, that was not a lot at all. So this just comes natural and I'm glad that I get to do it with you of all people, you know?
I'm certainly thankful that we do get a chance to sit up here and talk about our faith together. We've shared before, but if this is your first time listening, you wouldn't know this, but we did have a definite season of separation in our relationship. We were not getting along. And the goal for me was to be able to just be in the same room with him and be pleasant, you know, and cordial and polite. And we've said it before, but this certainly surpasses that goal. I will say I do struggle with how long the podcast needs to go on. Like, Lord, is this for me? Is this what you want me to do? I don't know, you know, like, because it's not second nature to me, right? It requires a lot out of me. I was going to ask you, do you feel like on the Bible Study Girl podcast, how much of an edited version of you do we get?
Let's see. I don't curse, talk about sex, anime, rap music. Not really. Like movies we like and stuff like that. So maybe 50%, I guess.
Okay. I was curious about that because you know me outside of the Bible Study Girl podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. Okay. I bring myself to the Bible Study Girl podcast. I am who I am, right? But this is certainly an edited version of me because I know how to act in public, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why I ask you that question, because my man gets the 100% version of me and he's like, oh my gosh, this is so great. You already do a podcast. We should do a podcast together, sir. The version of me that you get is not the version that would show up in a podcast I know how to act in public.
Yo.
And that's part of the reason why I asked you that question. Of course, I'm 100% who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly I do edit what I say and how I would say it. I'm not on here lying. I'm telling you my truth. But I'm saying it in a way that is respectful. Because Sarita, outside of the podcast, I mean, I would say it to you in a different way. I would tell you the same thing, but I would say it to you in a different way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, I think I have just fixed our issue.
Did you?
I think so. I think
and
so.
And that's another behind the scenes. I told y'all this man got years all day, all month, all week.
Oh, damn.
And he waits till we get on the behind the scenes to be over here Googling. How do I fix this issue?
Okay, so here's what it is. Like,
No. How do I fix this issue that my sister has been asking about? And I'm going to say this too from behind the scenes.
Well, I did. Hold on. Wait. I did research it. And initially when we researched it, it was like, it seems like the issue is just the website. And there's nothing I could do about that. And that was very frustrating. Matter of fact, we were sitting together on a meeting that was not recorded. Giving permissions and everything. Remember? Like, don't make me out to be such this bad, the worst producer ever, man. Come on.
You're getting close to it, buddy. What I was going to say about Bible study brother, the first check this podcast ever gets, do not have your hand out for nothing. Yes, I do too much work behind the scenes for you to be the executive producer of this podcast.
Man, she was like, I forgot what you told me. He was like, I'm only getting, well, no, you just said I wasn't getting nothing. You had a very small number at first.
Like, I do way too much. And let me tell y'all what motivates him is when I ask his wife, hey, do you want to executive produce the podcast? Or when I ask her, what does an executive producer do? Because I feel like, and she'll be like, no, honey, if I was executive producing you, this is all you have to do. Yes. So then he gets in his feeling and he'll be a changed man for a week. And then it goes right back to normal.
Because she's extra. But anyway.
She's not extra. She's excellent at what she does. Not she.
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Yes.
How am I extra?
You just are.
How?
Try not to be.
Tell people it's behind the scenes. Go ahead. Tear the fourth wall down. How am I extra?
So here's how she's extra, guys. So my sister is a bully. And she has always been a bully, and she's bullying me currently, as you guys can see in here.
This is what you call bullying.
Do you see? I now can show she's you gas- a real now bully. She's gaslighting me, guys. It's okay. She went from bullying to gaslighting. It's crazy.
How am I gaslighting you?
Because you say this is what you call bullying. Clearly, I just did, and you're trying to downgrade it to like, oh, not only am I going to bully you, I can bully you more.
I'm not bullying you, brother. But if that's how you feel, okay. I was just stating my opinion.
Oh, the other behind the scenes thing is y'all guests be trying when we trying to get guests or whatever. I appreciate everybody that has come on, but the people that know they need to come on that might be listening to this, you know we've been trying to get you on and you just need to come and sit spend some time with us. And it's not scary. We're not gonna like make you share anything you don't feel like sharing. God is going to make you comfortable and bring the peace upon you. And you're going to like give a really great testimony. So come on this podcast because we would like to have more guests. I want to hear more testimonies.
Okay, let me say this about behind the scenes. So I totally get why a guest would not want to be on a podcast. Again, I told you I'm very uncomfortable podcasting. So I certainly get it. I know every time I've been a guest on somebody else's podcast, I have had, nervous, stomach bubbling, like, oh my gosh, especially if it's a podcast where I'm going to be seen as well. That's one great thing about this podcast. Like, we will see your face because we do podcasts on a Zoom call, but We do not record the video for the Zoom, so you don't have to look a certain way. You just have your voice together, have some headphones to plug into your phone if you're going to be zooming in from the phone, and we'd love to talk to you. I'm all about talking to people about their faith walks. I'm excited to hear more stories and to see where the rest of this year really takes us. And I'm also excited to see if my brother's fix really fixed it. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, same. I'm just like, I think about, as we do this behind the scenes thing, a lot of times, like when we're doing an episode, and I think about spiritually, like I want someone to get something spiritually from every episode that we do. I want it to be the most honest, expression of who we are as Christians and how we can be better and how, you know, we're not going out to be judgmental. We're not going out to try and present something that is not us. And I am like, I want to be able to do more of that. I want to be able to kind of like continue growing in that way, because I know that we can inspire and change a lot if we continue on the way that we're going. So we're like always attempting to keep that as the forefront of what we're doing. So yeah,
always trying, always attempting. Yeah. Thanks for popping into this little behind the scenes. We're continuing to work out the kinks because we want you to have the best experience possible, yes. Whatever that may look like.
We want you to be able to listen to all 176 episodes wherever you are and not just 50, because WordPress be hating. So, yeah. Thank y'all. We're going to do more behind the scenes episodes at like some point, just kind of like more structured one. But this was the first one, and I kind of wanted it to be as slightly chaotic as possible, because that's just how I am. But it's also
that's
a blog
how
post.
He is. That's not how I am, but that's how he is.
But anyway, we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for joining us this week. Remember that all of our links are down in the description. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would like to hit 100 subscribers before the end of the year, and I think that we can do that. Also, wherever you're listening, rate the podcast. 5 stars is preferable, but if that's not what you can do, just give us whatever you'd like and just tell us how you feel, so that way we can continue to grow and be better. Remember, guys, it is not just you and it is not just I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching and listening.